What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the channel. It's your man, Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, coming live from Mr. Muhammad's classroom. Let's take a brief look at my wall of inspiration. Got my Morehouse graduation paraphernalia. And then we got Mr. Muhammad on the wall. Got a few different individuals, especially Goku, that provide some inspiration for the students when they come back. For those that don't know, I do teach middle school science in the Midwest, and it's one of the best experiences that I've had so far. And during our e-learning teaching sessions, I understand a little bit more about students that I didn't know before. And when I'm taking a break from teaching, I do this mindful meditation practice, and it's about 20 minutes. At the beginning part, she tells you to acknowledge your surroundings and take a moment for gratitude. And while you're in your seated position or whatever position you choose for the meditation, she says, keep your hands up for receiving and put them down for grounding. And that grounding was very important when I had done it for the first time. Usually I have it up for receiving, but I wanted to understand a different feel for the grounding portion. What that did was allow me to become more aware of my thoughts, more aware of my surroundings, more aware of my body. I was, you know, you can, once you're still for so long, you understand how your breathing responds, how your heart beats, and how calm you are in that moment. So that brought me back down to earth, because my mind is usually out into the nebula, into the clouds, thinking about whatever I want, because that's just what happens with me. That's just the type of person I am. So it allowed me to come back down to earth and understand my reality, understand where I am and be in the moment, right? And that is what allows me to remain myself in whatever environment I go into. Once you are grounded, which means deeply rooted, that's what I think. It means deeply rooted in who you are as a person. That is why I have a little journal called Ideas. This is my book of ideas. With that, I literally write down raw, honest, whatever, pure emotion, whatever I feel, whatever ideas that come to my mind, I write that down there. And I tend to go back as a reminder, especially when I'm feeling good. I make sure I have a prepared list for when I'm feeling down. So when I'm feeling good, I write a list specifically for when I'm feeling down. And the reason I do that is because we don't plan for the time, for the bad days, for the rainy days most times. So that's my preparation method for my little rainy days when I'm not feeling the best, right? And back to the grounding point. That grounding point is what is going to stimulate the growth of your foundation and provide you with some integrity as you grow into the being that you're going to grow into. That grounding is what allows you to not budge within any environment that you are in. You are grounded within yourself. You are grounded within your faith, your practices, your morals, the things that you hold dear to your heart. You are grounded in those things. And I think it's amazing that those thoughts came to me when I sat still. I was reading a book a while ago, and it was introducing Taoism and how in the West we don't emphasize being still. We emphasize productivity and always moving. But when I was still for those moments, that thought came to my mind saying, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. This is who I'm going to be. And I'm going to build on that and become better. I'm going to bear some good fruit from it because I'm grounded where I am. If I was moving around all the time, that means the soil, the place where you get your nutrients, that also changes. That composition also changes. So when you are grounded, that means you have more access. Your roots can grow. You can have more access to different nutrients, minerals, whatever it is. Water, we got that. You have access to more of those things when you are grounded and deeply rooted in who you are. That's the thought of the day. I had to tell a few of my students that the same thing today, because they typically come and have questions all the time, just as students should. So as they are studying, I'm studying as well. And that is the way that I continue to grow and try my best to produce more fruit. What are some of the ways you all produce more fruit? What are some of the ways that you all grow as human beings, as adults, as children, whoever's watching? What are some of those ways? Let me know down in the comment section and I'll respond to it as well as I can. Thank y'all so much for tuning in once again to another episode. Once again, I am Mr. Muhammad, and I'm very proud of being these students' teacher. It's a very beautiful experience. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Once again, I'm out. Peace.